时间过得非常的快。
Time indeed passes quickly.
我们很快就来到最后一堂聚会。
We have arrived to the last session of our gathering.
我想，弟兄姊妹们，这些年我们聚会散会，不知道有多少次。
I'm sure we have done this numerous time that we gather and then we depart.
我们真是巴望我们的主能够快快的回来。
We hope that our Lord will return soon.
我自己有一个私心啊，就是因为主回来了，我就不需要再讲道了。
I myself have a selfish desire. I hope that the Lord will return soon, so I no longer have to speak at the pulpit.
我虽然这些年讲了很多的道，但是一直到今天还是很怕讲道。
Even though I've been preaching for many, many years, but I'm still afraid of this duty.
不仅感觉有很多的压力。
Not only I feel there much pressure.
也常常感觉在传递主话语的事上，对主、对弟兄姊妹都有亏欠。
But I often fell short in dispensing of God's word to the Lord and to the brothers and sisters.
所以我有迫切的祷告，愿主快来。
So I urgently pray to God that he shall return soon.
我就不需要讲道，弟兄姊妹不需要听到。
That I no longer need to speak at the pulpit and brother and sister no longer have to listen.
我们就可以当面的与我们的主有交通。
And we can converse with our Lord face to face.
我也深信这个日子是非常的快。
I also believe that this day is nearing.
所以主还没有来，所以我们还需要讲。
Since the Lord has not returned yet, today I must speak.
弟兄姊妹还需要听。
And the brothers and sisters still need to listen.
那我想今天早晨呢，我要和弟兄姊妹讲到怎样在一个混乱的时代中我们来尽忠心。
This morning I'd like to fellowship with brothers and sisters to be faithful in the chaotic world.
我想请大家先和我一同来读一些的圣经。
Let's turn to several scriptures first.
我们先看创世纪。
Genesis.
我们从第一节第一章第一节读到第五节。
We will read chapter 1 from verse 1 to 5.
创世纪第一章第一节到第五节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to 5.
起初神创造天地，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗，神的灵运行在水面上。神说要有光，就有了光。神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨，这是头一日。
In the beginning, God created heaven and earth, and the earth was formless and void, and darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters.And then God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day.
撒母耳记上第二章三十五节。
First Samuel chapter 2, verse 35.
撒母耳记上二章三十五节。
First Samuel chapter 2, verse 35.
我要为自己立一个忠心的祭司，他必照我的心意而行。我要为他建立坚固的家，他必永远行在我的受膏者面前。
But I will raise up for myself a faithful priest.Who will do according to what is in my heart and in my soul. And I will build him an enduring house. And he will walk before my anointed always.
我们再请看以西结书，先知以西结书。
We return to Ezekiel.
以西结书第44章。
Ezekiel chapter 44.
我们要从第十节读到十五节。
We will read from verse 10 to 15.
以西结书44章十节到十五节。
Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 10 to 15.
当以色列人走迷的时候，有利未人远离我，就是走迷离开我，随从他们的偶像，他们必担当自己的罪孽。然而他们必在我的圣地当仆役，照管殿门，在殿中供职，必为民宰杀燔祭牲和平安祭牲，必站在民前伺候他们。因为这些利未人曾在偶像前伺候这民，成了以色列家罪孽的绊脚石，所以我向他们起誓，他们必担当自己的罪孽。这是主耶和华说的。他们不可亲近我，给我供祭司的职分，也不可挨近我的一件圣物，就是至圣的物。他们却要担当自己的羞辱和所行可憎之事的报应。然而我要使他们看守殿宇，办理其中的一切事，并做其内一切当作之功。以色列人走迷离开我的时候，祭司利未人撒都的子孙仍看守我的圣所，他们必亲近我，侍奉我，并且侍立在我面前，将脂油与血献给我。这是主耶和华说的。
But the Levites who went far from me, when Israel went astray, who went astray from me after their idols, shall bear the punishment for their iniquity. Yet they shall be ministers in my sanctuary, having oversight at the gates of the house and ministering in the house. They shall slaughter the burnt offerings and sacrifice for the people, and they shall stand before them to minister to them, because they ministered to them before their idols and became a stumbling block of iniquity to the house of Israel. Therefore I have sworn against them, declares the Lord God, that they shall bear the punishment for their iniquity. And they shall not come near to me to serve as a priest to me, nor come near to any of my holy things, to the things that are most holy, but they shall bear their shame and their abomination, which they have committed. Yet I will appoint them to keep charge of the house, of all its service, and of all that shall be done in it. But the Levitical priests, the sons of Zadok, who kept charge of my sanctuary when the sons of Israel went astray from me, shall come near to me to minister to me, and they shall stand before me to offer me the fat and the blood, declares the Lord God.
我们看新约提摩太后书。
We will turn to the New Testament in 2 Timothy.
第三章第一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
圣经中啊，关于这个时代的这个混乱啊，有很多的经文。
There are many scriptures in the Bible that talks about the confusions of this world.
我想我们为了时间的缘故，没有办法把它通通读过。
And for the time's sake, we cannot go over all of them.
所以我们选两处呢，稍微读一下。
So I have selected two passages to read.
所以第一处在提摩太后书第三章第一节。
The first is found in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1.
你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
But realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come.
我们再看约翰一书二章十八节。
First John chapter 2:18.
约翰一书二章十八节。
First John chapter 2:18.
小子们呐、啊，如今是末时了。你们曾听见说，那敌基督的要来，现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了。从此我们就知道，如今是末时了。
Children, it is the last hour, and just as you heard, the Antichrist is coming. Even now, many Antichrists have arisen. From this, we know that it is the last hour.
我们已经和弟兄姊妹们讲到。
We have already fellowship with brothers and sisters.
在这个末了的时代。
That in this end time.
神有一个可以说是最重要，也是最紧迫的呼召。
God still has a very important and also the most urgent calling.
就是要求我们忠心。
That is to calling us to be faithful.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们都知道我们一蒙恩得救之后
We know that as soon as we are saved,
神给我们有三项重要的托付
God has entrusted three important things to us.
那么这三项的托付呢都是要求忠心
And all three requires us to be faithful.
第一个忠于主的名
First is to be faithful to his name.
第二个忠于他的自己
And second is to be faithful to himself.
第三个忠于主的心意
Thirdly is to be faithful to his will.
主的心意呢就是要把教会建造成为他的家
And God's will is to build the church to become his house.
主也是要把教会建造成为他自己的身体
And the Lord is also to build the church into his own body.
我们晓得这是圣经很清楚的启示神把这三样重要的事物托付给我们。
The Bible has revealed these three things clearly to us that God has entrusted these three to us.
我们必须要像一个忠贞的妻子对丈夫一样忠于他的名。
We need to be like a faithful wife and to be faithful to his name.
我们也必须要像一个好朋友一样忠于主的自己。
We need to be as a good friend to the Lord and to be faithful to him.
我们也应当像一个好的仆人一样忠于我们的主人。
We also need to be a good servant who is faithful to his master.
我们曾讲过，如果有这三样的事物，我们才看作是一个完整的忠心。
We also mentioned that if we have covered all three areas, then this is being completely faithful.
但是从教会的历史或者看今天地上的教会来讲，有一些不正常的现象。
But in view of the church history and also in view of the general Christianity today,
因为有很多人好像只忠于其中的一项。
We see some abnormal conditions because people will only focus on one particular area.
真正在这三方面都忠心的人似乎不太多。
Not many are truly faithful in all three areas.
是，主把他的名赐给我们是何等的宝贵。
It is precious for the Lord to have given us his name.
我们可以奉这个名祷告。
We can pray according in his name.
我们也奉这个名来聚会。
We also gather in his name.
我们也可以奉主的名做许多的事。
We can also do many things in his name.
我们知道今天在大多数神的儿女当中。
We know that among the majority of the children of God today.
我们也乐意来传扬这个名。
We also, delighted to preach this name.
所以我们知道这个名对于我们的重要。
We know how important his name is to us.
弟兄姊妹们。在今天地上的教会
In the churches today
那么真正协助主民的事情虽然有
Although there are some cases of people who are blasphemous against God's name
比方说今天在英语的世界里面在外邦人中间
For example, among the Gentiles
特别英语的世界
Especially in the English world
他们把主的名拿来开玩笑
And they would joke upon God's name.
他们用很低俗的感觉来讲到主的名。
And they use very lowly, description to speak of God's name.
我想我们作为基督徒，我们是不会做这些事情的。
I'm sure as Christians, we will not do such things.
我也希望我们中间许多青少年的弟兄姊妹们千万不能做这些事。
I also hope the young people among us that you must not do such things.
所以因此呢，大多数的圣徒来讲。
And so for the majority of the saints,
我们提到主的名，我们里面是有一个尊敬。
When we mention the name of the Lord, we do have a reverence in our heart.
那么也有一些的圣徒们。
And there are also some saints.
他们实在是很爱主。
They indeed love the Lord.
他们和主之间也有亲密的关系，如同朋友一样。
They have such intimate relationship with the Lord as a good friend.
他们在教会中也教导弟兄姊妹怎样亲近主，怎样爱主耶稣。
They also teach the brothers and sisters how to draw near to the Lord.
怎样花时间在主的跟前与主有交通。
How to love the Lord and how to spend time to fellowship with the Lord.
但是有一个叫我们不可思议的事情。
But there is something that is unthinkable to us.
有的人竟然可以这样爱主，但是呢，没有教会生活。
Some people can love the Lord so much, yet they disregard the church life.
他们也没有和别的肢体之间能有一个很紧密的配搭。
They cannot co-work with other members of the body.
我们要知道，作为一个基督徒，也许你可以单独。
We know that you can be a Christian alone.
但是作为基督身体上的肢体， 你是不可以单独的。
But to be the member of the body of Christ, you cannot be alone.
但是今天在神的百姓中也有这种现象。
But we still see this kind of phenomenon among the children of God.
有的人他就是单独的爱主。
Some people will only simply love the Lord by himself.
生活也非常的好。
They live very well.
但是呢，他们和别的弟兄姊妹之间呢，没有什么好像这种肢体相连的关系。
Yet they are not connected with the rest of the members of the body.
我们觉得这是一个不正常的现象。
We also consider this as an abnormal condition.
今天我们不仅要和主之间建立亲密朋友的关系。
Today not only we must build up the intimate relationship with the Lord.
我们也必须要和其他的弟兄姊妹们能够建立在一起。
We also need to be built up with the rest of the brothers and sisters.
一起建立神的家。
Together we will build up the house of God.
一起建立基督的身体。
Together we will build up the body of Christ.
所以这三方面来讲，
So in terms of these three areas,
我们都需要在神面前来学习忠心。
We all need to learn to be faithful before the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们知道人类堕落之后，
We know that after the fall of man,
这个地上一直都是处在一个混乱的光景中。
And the world continues to live in a confused state.
特别当环境越来越混乱的时候，
Especially when the confusion continues to grow.
我们的忠心就受到更大的考验。
Our faithfulness is being tested even more.
今天这个外面的世界是非常的混乱。
Today this outer world is very chaotic.
当然这些也影响我们的生活。
Of course these also disturbed our lives.
但是这些还不是我们所注意的。
But this is not something we need to pay attention to.
我们所注意的是今天地上教会中间的混乱。
Today we need to focus upon the chaotic situation in the church.
我们实在是碰见一个教会空前混乱的时代。
And we have truly encountered an unprecedented chaotic situation in the church.
教会的工作中间充满了许许多多世界仇敌的工作在里面。
And the church ministry is filled with the methods of this world.
我们可以看见从圣徒们的敬拜，
We can see it from the worship of the saints.
从圣徒们的侍奉，
From the service of the saints.
从圣徒们的生活，
From the lives of the saints.
从圣徒们的各样的不同的关系，
From all different kind of relationships among
the saints. 从圣徒们属灵的观念，
And from the spiritual concept of the
saints, 还有属灵的道德上，
and the spiritual morality of the
saints. 今天地上的教会都是在一个非常混乱的情况里面。
Today the church lives in this confused state.
所以这一对于我们今天要能忠心跟随主成了非常大的一个考验。
And this becomes a great test for all of us who wants to follow the Lord faithfully.
这个混乱是混乱在教会的工作上。
And this confusion is found upon the ministries of the church's work.
所以我们早晨要和弟兄姊妹们来讲一讲，到底这个混乱的原因是从哪里来的。
This morning we will first touch upon why, the reason where these confusions come from.
而我们如何在今天这样一个混乱的时代中间，仍旧能够忠心于我们的主自己。
And how can we still be faithful to the Lord in such a chaotic state?
创世纪第一章一开头，
In the beginning of Genesis, in chapter 1,
就记载了那个混乱的原因。
It recorded the reason of this confusion.
他说起初神创造天地。
He says, in the beginning, God created heavens and the earth.
地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
And the earth was formless and void.
这里背后隐藏着一个故事。
And here, hidden from this,These words is a story.
我们知道在天上曾经发生过重大的事情。
We know that something had happened in the heavens.
就是有一位天使长他堕落变成魔鬼。
And that is, there was an archangel who has fallen and he had turned into Satan.
所以他把神原先所创造的一个世界把它变成混乱的世界。
He has turned God's original creation into a confused and formless and void state.
所以这里特别记载说呢，地是空虚混沌，渊面黑暗。
So verse 2 especially recorded that the earth was formless and void.
撒旦把神所创造的那个地把它弄混乱。
And Satan has wasted the earth which God has created.
因此神就在这里开始重新创造天地。
Therefore, God recreated the world again.
所以我们都知道今天我们所在的这个天地是神所复造的一个天地。
We know that the earth that we are in today is God's second creation.
感谢我们的神。
We thank the Lord.
他实在是全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
撒旦可以把环境弄得混乱。
Satan can change our environment into empty and void.
但是神有能力把它重新把它整合，重新把它变成美丽。
But God has the power to restore all these and turn it back into something beautiful.
当我们读圣经的时候
，When we read the scripture，
我们要特别注意一件事情。
We need to pay attention to something.
就是每当神有一个开头的工作的时候
，Whenever it is God's first work，
那个开头的工作里面都包括一些最重要的原则在里面。
Whenever we see God's initial work， it also included God's most important principle。
那么这些工作的原则
，and all the principles for these work，
也就是今天我们在神跟前侍奉的原则
，are the principle for us to serve God today。
我们看一看神怎样把这个混乱的天地，把它重新变成整齐，变成美丽。
We see that how God has changed all this disorder back into orderliness.
所以，如果我们能够按照神的法则，我们在神跟前来侍奉神。
So if we can follow God's principle and laws to serve the Lord,
我们也可以脱离今天这个混乱的局面。
Then we can also be separated from this empty and void state.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
神不仅要我们忠于他的托付
，the Lord not only desires for us to be faithful to His will，
我们也需要忠于他工作的方法。
We also need to be faithful to his method of working.
如果我们不能工作神，不能忠于神工作的一个法则
，If we cannot be faithful to his principle of work,
我们要持守神的托付，要忠心到底，也是非常困难。
Then it will be very difficult for us to hold fast to God's work until the end.
那么神是如何在这样一个混乱的一个情况里面来做工的呢？
Then how did God work in this empty and void state?
在创世纪的头一天
In the first day of creation,
包括了四个重要的原则
It included four important principles.
这四个重要的原则
And these four principles,
可以说是呢，以后神的工作里面持续的都要出现
is repeatedly used by God in his later works.
那么这四个重要的原则是什么呢
And what are these four principles?
那么第一件事情我们看见
The first thing we see
就是圣灵的工作
is the work of the Holy Spirit.
神的灵运行在水面上
That the Spirit of God was moving over the surface of the waters.
懂得原文的人都晓得
And those people know the original text,
它这个运行呢就好像一个母鸟啊它孵育在那个小鸟身上一样
This moving of the spirit is like a mother bird hovering over the baby birds.
那么我们知道圣灵的工作带来了生命。
We know the work of the spirit has bring forth life.
所以圣灵首先在这样一个混乱的环境里面先做运行的工作。
So in all these disarray, the first work of the Holy Spirit is to do such work.
然后第二件事情。
Secondly,
就是神开始说话。
God began to speak.
神一说话，事情就成就。
Whenever God spoke, things are done accordingly.
对，神说要有光，就有了光。
God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
那我们知道神的话是多么的重要。
We know the importance of God's word.
所以在神的工作上面，第二个重要的点就是需要神的话。
So in God's work, the second most important principle is His word.
第三个点
，The third point，
就是神把黑暗和光明分开了。
God has separated the light from the darkness.
我们都知道这个分开也是神重要的工作。
We know this work of separation is also part of God's most important work.
那这个分开的工作呢，我们也可以讲出叫做圣别 ，holiness.
And this work of separation is also called sanctification.
那么也就是圣洁的分别。
Is to sanctify things.
所以。 今天我们知道基督徒的生活里面需要过圣别的生活。
We know that in a Christian life, we need to live a sanctified life.
第四个重要的原则。
The fourth important principle.
他说就说有晚上有早晨。
He says there is day and night.
我们知道在自然界的里面。
We know that in this natural world,
神设下了这个律，有晚上，有早晨。
God has established the law that there is night and then there is day.
其实呢，这个里面是包括了死与生的原则。
And included here is the principle of life and death.
那么我们知道这是十字架的经历。
And we know that this is the experience of the cross.
所以我们觉得很自然，到了晚上我们就要睡觉。
So naturally, we will fall asleep at night.
到了早晨我们就醒来。
And we will be awakened in the morning.
也许我们不知道为什么神要这样安排。
We don't know why God has planned it this way.
但是其实这里面包含了有重要的含义在里面。
But here we find some deeper meanings.
啊，我们都知道基督徒死了，我们称他做睡。
We know that when a Christian died, we call it that this Christian has fallen asleep.
所以你可以这样领会，每天晚上你要死一下。
So you can understand it this way, every night you will die.
天亮了你又活了。
And the daytime you will be risen again.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，在基督徒的生命里面，这个死与生是重要的十字架的经历。
Brothers and sisters, in the Christian's experience, this death and resurrection is an important experience of the cross.
我们都知道晚上要睡得好是非常的重要。
We know that it is so important to have a good night of rest.
什么叫做睡得好呢？
What does it mean to rest well at night?
就是睡死了。
That means you are so
stone dead.
You are so much asleep that you're like dead. You're dead asleep.
如果你晚上睡得不够死啊。
If you did not fall asleep in such state,
所以你白天就活不好。
Then you cannot live well in the daytime.
在基督徒经历里面也是一样。
In the Christian experience, it's the same.
如果你死得不够透彻的话呢？
If you did not die well,
你就活得不够那么有力量。
If you're not dead completely, then you do not have a good meaning of to live.
所以这里给我们看见。
So here we see.
神就借着这四样工作的原则。
God used these four working principles.
神就把这一个混乱的天地呢，混乱的地呢，就慢慢的把它带回整齐，带回美丽。
To gradually bring back the order and beauty of this earth.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
这是神工作的法则。
This is the way in which God works.
这也是我们侍奉的原则。
These are also the principle for us to serve.
今天我们要忠于神工作的法则。
Today we need to be faithful to God's working principles.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
我们看见今天地上的教会。
We see the churches today.
我们并没有很忠诚的按照神的方法来服侍我们的神。
We did not serve God loyally according to His working principles.
我们不懂得这个原则。
Because we do not understand these principles.
我们用我们自己的热心。
We use our own zeal.
我们用我们自己的聪明智慧。
We use our own wisdom.
我们用世界的方法。
We use the ways of this world.
结果呢，教会是越服侍越混乱。
And in return, the church has entered into a more chaotic state.
因为我们人并没有把神的方法用来在我们的侍奉当中。
It is because we do not use God's working principle in our ministry to God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
神的工作
God's work
只能按照神的法则才能够达到神的目的
can only reach to its purpose according to God's principles.
今天我们第一个我们需要学习顺服圣灵的带领
Today we need to learn first to be obedient to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们觉得很痛心的，今天仇敌在地上，首先混乱圣灵的工作。
But our heart is in pain when we find our enemy destroying the work of the Holy Spirit.
今天提起圣灵的工作。
Today, whenever we mention the work of the Holy Spirit,
在神的百姓中间都是一片混乱。
It is very in a disorder. Is very confused among the children of God.
我们都知道，今天我们需要在圣灵的手中 接受他的带领是何等的重要。
We all know how important it is to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
但是很多神的儿女们，他们只注重了圣灵所给的恩赐。
But for many children of God, they only focus upon the gift which are given by the Holy Spirit.
有的人也追求圣灵所给的能力。
And some people pursue after the power that comes from the filling of the Holy Spirit.
但是却不知道需要活在圣灵膏油的底下。
And yet they do not understand that they must live under the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
要学习顺服圣灵。
They need to learn to yield to the Holy Spirit.
这个比得圣灵的恩赐，比得圣灵的能力重要的多了。
And this is more important than the spiritual gift and a spiritual power.
如果一个人真正能够顺服圣灵，
If one person can be completely surrendered to the Holy Spirit,
每日的生活都活在膏油的里面，
and that their entire day is lived under the anointing,
圣灵是很容易把恩赐给你的。
Then it will be very easy for the Holy Spirit to give you a gift.
很容易叫你经历他的能力。
The Holy Spirit can easily allow you to experience His power.
所以我们必须从我们个人的生活每一个细节最小的事情上面学习来顺从圣灵。
So in every detail of our life, we need to learn to be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
每天都要过一个膏油充满的日子。
Daily, we need to live a life that is filled with His anointing.
这是今天我们在主跟前需要的学习。
This is something we need to learn before the Lord today.
整个教会的生活也是一样。
The entire church life is
the same. 必须服在圣灵的手下。
We need to surrender ourselves under the hands of the Holy Spirit.
尊重圣灵的主权。
And to honor His sovereignty.
就好像那个会幕一样。
Just like the tabernacle.
整个会幕都要用膏油把它涂抹。
The whole tabernacle needs to be covered by the anointing oil.
我们的聚会中需要充满膏油。
Our meeting needs to be filled with His anointing.
我们的敬拜中需要满有膏油。
Our worship needs to be filled with His anointing.
我们的交通中需要满有膏油。
Our fellowship needs to fill with the unction of the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
必须看见圣灵的工作。
We need to see the work of the Holy Spirit.
当然，不仅需要圣灵的工作。
Not only we need the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们也需要神的话语。
We also need God's word.
我们知道，只有神说话。
Only when God speaks,
我们才有真正的光。
Then we can have the true light.
只有神说话了，事情才会成就。
Only when God speaks, things can be done.
所以一方面我们需要尊重主的话语。
So on one hand, we need to honor the word of God.
我们需要好好的读圣经。
We need to read the scriptures.
我们需要尊重圣经中所讲的。
We need to honor all the commandments of the Bible.
我们要严格的照着圣经的真理行。
We need to follow the principle of the Bible strictly.
圣经有的，我们就要尊重。
Whatever is recorded in the Bible, we need to honor it.
圣经中没有的就要弃绝。
Whatever that's not recorded in the Bible, we need to forsake it.
但是今天地上的基督教呢，大多数都跟着传统走。
But for the majority of the Christians today, they follow tradition.
神的儿女们，真正好好读圣经的人也不多。
Not many children of God would study the Bible.
很多地方圣经都是用来夹着礼拜天去做礼拜。
And many times the Bible is just something that you put under your arm that you can go to church.
在我们的生活中很少有主的话。
In our daily life, we rarely find the word of God.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们需要神的话语。
We need God's word.
我们需要尊重神的话语。
We need to honor God's word.
那么第三件事情，
Thirdly,
我们需要过圣别的生活。
We need to live a sanctified life.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他自己成了我们的圣洁。
He has become our sanctification.
成为我们一个大的分别。
He is sanctified for us.
怎样分别呢？
How are we, can we be sanctified?
凡是出于主的。
Everything that is of the Lord,
弟兄姊妹，我们都应当接受。
We need to accept.
因为都应当顺服。
We need to be obedient.
凡是与基督无关的，
whatever has nothing to do with the Lord,
就是再好的东西，
even this is something good,
我们应该把它隔离。
We need to separate it apart.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要过分别为圣的生活。
Brother and sister, we need to live a sanctified life.
我们是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
我们与这个世界是有分别的。
We are separated from this world.
所以神要求我们过圣别的生活。
And God requires us to live a sanctified life.
尤其今天的教会，
especially for the church today.
在地上更是要做圣别的工作。
We especially need to pay attention to the work of sanctification.
但是我们看见今天地上教会实际的情况呢？
But in reality for the church today,
跟这个世界没什么分别。
There's not much difference from the church to
this world. 神的儿女们活生活跟世人也没什么分别。
The life of the children of God is not much different than the life of people this world.
所以因此我们就一直活在一种混乱的光景中。
And that's why we continue to live in this confused state.
所以我们需要过圣别的生活。
We need to live a sanctified life.
不仅过圣别的生活。
Not only to live the sanctified
life. 我们也需要活在十字架的经历里。
We need to live under the experience of the cross.
我们要学会怎样弃绝我们的肉体。
We need to learn how to set aside our flesh,
把我们的肉体置于死地。
And to put our flesh in death.
借着十字架。
Through the cross.
我们过着死与生的一个分别的生活。
That we live a life of death and resurrection.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天不管时代是如何的混乱。
No matter how chaotic our generation is,
也不管教会中间有多少的混乱，
it doesn't matter how confused the church is,
神已经把明确的路摆在我们的眼前。
God has already given us a clear way.
所以我们要忠心于神工作的法则。
And we need to be faithful to God's working principle.
这样呢，
this way,
我们就能经历创世纪第一章所有的光景。
Then we can experience what is described in Genesis chapter 1.
主能带领我们脱离那个空虚混沌渊面黑暗的光景。
God can lead us out of the state of being formless and void.
这样我们个人的生活教会的见证都会变得美丽。
An individual as well as the church body, our testimony will be beautiful.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情。
This is something very important.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我想我们现在呢稍微回到旧约的历史里面。
I think right now we will return back to the Old Testament history.
我们看一看。
We will take a look.
在那些混乱的时代里面。
That in these confused times.
旧约神的百姓们，他们如何忠心的在神跟前侍奉神。
How did the faithful Israelites serve God in those times?
我们知道当神把这个天地把它造好之后，
We know that after God has created heaven and earth,
过了没有多久，因着亚当夏娃的堕落，
and due to the fallen of Adam and Eve,
结果呢，整个世界又落在一个混乱的情况里面。
This earth has fallen into another chaotic state.
那弟兄姊妹，我们知道在旧约的时代里面，
we know that in the Old Testament time,
那么一直呢，我们看见神的百姓都是在一种混乱的情况。
We see that the children of God continue to live in this confused state.
当然其中也有一些忠心的见证。
Of course, we find some examples of faithfulness.
啊，我们没有时间呢，能够把每一个都拿出来讲。
We cannot pick all of them out.
那我想在其中呢，选一两个例子呢，
but
稍微的说明一下。
But I will select one or two examples to give as illustration.
啊，我想我从西乃山开始说起。
I think I will begin from Mount Sinai.
我们昨天已经讲过了。
Yesterday we have already mentioned.
当神把他的百姓带到西乃山下。
When God has led his people to the foothill of Mount Sinai.
神把山上的样式给了摩西。
God has given Moses the pattern on the mount.
结果呢，以色列百姓在山下呢，就引起了一阵的混乱。
Yet the children of Israel have begun to live in chaotic.
那么结果神有一个很严厉的审判在那里。
Then God has given them a great severe punishment.
那么以色列的百姓也真是彻底的悔改。
And the children of Israel indeed repented their ways.
结果呢，他们就在神的面前呢，表现了他们的忠心。
And before God, they have shown God their faithfulness.
他们就按照山上的样式，把会幕在山脚下把它建造起来。
According to the pattern on the mount given to them, they had built the tabernacle.
经过了1500年的时间。
And after 1500 years of time.
虽然在过去的年日里面。
Although in the past years.
神在个人的身上也有一些的工作。
God also worked in the individual's life.
但是从来没有在一个团体上面有这样美好的工作。
But God has never worked in a corporate group.In such a beautiful way.
所以在西乃山脚下。
So at the foothill of Mount Sinai.
经过1500年之后。
After 1500 years later.
神的荣耀 在这个堕落的世界中重新回到地上。
God's glory once again returned to this fallen earth.
弟兄姊妹们，
神
的心是多么爱他所创造的人。
God's heart so loved the people whom he has created.
所以从那个时候开始起，
So from that time on,
神就住在他百姓的当中。
God began to dwell among his people.
那么以后呢，我们知道摩西死了以后，那么约书亚把以色列百姓带进迦南美地。
After Moses died, we know that Joshua was the one that led the people into the land of Canaan.
这一段时间我们晓得都是以色列人可以说是最荣耀的一段时间。
And this period of time is among the most glorious time of, most glorious history of the children of Israel.
因为神的荣耀还是在他们中间。
Because God's glory dwells among them.
但是很可惜。
Unfortunately,
当约书亚过世，
After Joshua died,
那一代的长老们过世之后，
After the elders of that generation passed away,
以色列的百姓就来到四世纪的时代。
And the children of Israel came to the time of the judges.
我们看见一下之间那个荣耀就失去了。
We see that all of a sudden they lost that glory.
以色列的百姓们就在一个非常混乱的情况底下。
And the people live in a disordered state.
一下经过了四百多年。
And they live in such ways for 400 years.
那么最后呢，到了以利做以色列家的士师的时候，
They came to the time when Eli was the judge for the house of Israel.
这是一个失败的祭司。
This is a failed priest.
那么尤其他两个儿子，
Especially his two sons.
那么在神的百姓中做了许许多多的恶事。
They have done many evil things before, among the people.
以至于到了一个时候，连约柜都被非利士人掳去。
And to such an extent, they have even lost the Ark of Covenant.
就到这个时候，
And at this moment,
荣耀离开以色列，
Glory left Israel.
神离开了他的百姓，
God has left his people.
神的百姓在地上就充满着一片的混乱，
And the people lived in confusion.
但是感谢神，
But we thank the Lord.
在这样的光景中，
Under such kind of circumstance,
那么神预备了另外一个器皿。
God has prepared another vessel.
那就是撒母耳。
And that is Samuel.
我们都知道撒母耳的母亲是非常会祷告。
We know that Samuel's mother was one who knows how to pray.
她的祷告也是非常的有力。
And her prayer was also very powerful.
那按照今天来看，这个祷告真是在圣灵中的祷告。
Indeed, her prayer was one that is in the spirit.
并且她有强烈的心愿把她的儿子奉献给神。
She also have a strong desire to offer her son to God.
他们真正过着一个分别的生活。
And to live a sanctified life.
那么当这个年幼的撒母耳被带到示罗的时候，
When this young Samuel was brought to Shiloh,
那个环境是非常险恶的。
He lived in a wicked environment.
我们都知道啊，孩子很容易把孩子带坏。
We know that it is very easy for children to be influenced by other children.
那么老以利的两个儿子这么的邪恶。
And the two sons of Eli were so wicked.
但是哈拿一点都没有惧怕说他的孩子放在这个环境中会被带坏。
Yet Hannah was not afraid that her sons would be influenced in a bad way under such kind of condition.
她相信神的带领。
Because she believed in God's guidance.
那我们看见这个撒母耳，
And we look at the Samuel.
他也有一个分别为圣的生活。
He also led a sanctified life.
他完全不受这两个人的影响。
He was not influenced by these two evil men.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道神拣选他。
We know that God had chosen him.
他有非常美好的圣别生活。
And he led a sanctified life.
因为在他有在乎他们有一个绝对的奉献。
And this is dependent on his complete consecration.
然后神就训练他开始听神的话。
Then God began to train him to hear his voice.
这个故事我们都非常的熟悉。
We are all very familiar with this story.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道撒母耳不仅能够听见神的声音。
We know that Samuel not only was able to hear God's voice.
更重要的是他能够很忠心地传递神的话语。
And most importantly is that he was able to faithfully dispense God's word.
神说撒母耳是一个忠心的祭司。
God said that Samuel was a faithful priest.
他要照我的心意而行。
That he will do according to my will.
所以这里告诉我们撒母耳的侍奉是根据神的 工作的原则的侍奉。
We know that Samuel's ministry is according to God's working principle.
所以因着他的服事
And because of his ministry,
20年之后
after 20 years,
我们看见神的荣耀重新回到示罗。
We see that God's glory once again returning to Shiloh.
所以因此撒母耳就带进了一个大的复兴。
And Samuel has brought in a great revival.
所以撒母耳呢是在一个乱世的乱混乱的情况中间做了一个忠心的祭司。
Samuel was a faithful priest who lived in a confused time.
这告诉我们今天弟兄姊妹们环境的混乱。
This tells us that even though our environment can be chaotic,
神更是需要得着一些肯分别为圣、肯愿意奉献给他的人。
And this is a time that God especially needs to find someone who's willing to be faithful, who's willing to dedicate his life to him.
神也需要找着一些能听他的话，并且能够准确传递他话语的人。
God also needs to find people who can listen to his word and to accurately dispense his word.
所以撒母耳给我们一个非常好的榜样。
Samuel has given us a wonderful example.
看他怎样扭转一个混乱的时代。
See how he has turned a confused state.
那么我们知道撒母耳带进了以色列君王的时代。
We know that Samuel was one who brought into the time of the kings.
从大卫到所罗门。
From David to Solomon.
虽然以色列国那个时候是最达到一个高峰的时期。
Even though that was the summit of the history of Israelites as a kingdom.
我们能看见在当时的以色列国中还是有很多混乱的事情。
But we see that there are still many things of disorder among the children of Israel.
幸好大卫呢有一个柔软的个性。
It is good that David has a gentle heart.
当他
a gentle nature.
他犯错的时候他能接受神的矫正。
Whenever he has sinned against God, he is easily corrected.
后来所罗门把圣殿建造起来。
Later on, Solomon built up the temple.
再一次神的荣光充满那个地方。
Once again, God's glory filled that place.
我们看见烟云充满殿。
We see that smoke and clouds fills the temple.
弟兄姊妹，这说明神在地上有何等强烈的心愿。
This tells us God has such a strong desire.
他希望把他的百姓们能够建造成为他的居所。
That he wants to build up his children, that they may become his dwelling place.
他能够居住在他们的中间。
He can dwell among them.
所以只要有一个地方能有这样的一种光景出来的时候，神的心都是非常的满足的。
Whenever he sees that his children are able to become his dwelling place, his heart is satisfied.
但是很可惜啊。
But unfortunately,
所罗门在晚年的时候有很大的失败。
Solomon failed greatly in his advanced age.
结果呢，把以色列国呢带到分裂的一个地步。
And he has ushered in the split in the kingdom of Israel.
然后接下去我们就看见列王混乱的时代。
And then we began to see the history of confusions among all the kings.
虽然中间也出现过几个好的王。
Even though we still can find a handful of good kings among them,
那么在这一个时代中
yet in this period of time,
出现了很多的先知。
We find many prophets.
我们晓得这先知们都是忠心的。
We know these prophets are faithful.
他们按照神的心意在侍奉。
They serve according to God's will.
但是没有办法维系以色列百姓，他们能够恢复到正常的情况里。
Yet they cannot keep and bring back the children of Israel into a correct state.
以色列人中一直有拜偶像的事情。
The Israelites continue to worship idols.
他们一直的和当地的人有这种不正常的婚姻的情况。
They continue to intermarry with the people of the land.
结果以至于到最后，以色列国被亚述帝国所灭。
Until the end, the northern kingdom was taken captive by Assyria.
再过一段时间，犹大也被巴比伦所灭。
And after some more time, Judah was taken by Babylon.
所以他们就整个被掳到巴比伦去。
They were all taken as captives to Babylon.
什么叫做巴比伦呢？
What is Babylon?
巴比伦就是混乱的意思。
Babylon means chaos.
就讲到神的儿女们被混乱所掳去。
And it tells us the children of God has taken over by chaos.
弟兄姊妹，你能感觉到吗？
But sisters, can you feel it?
今天地上的教会
Today's church
正处在一个被掳的光景中
lives in a time of captivity.
被什么东西所掳呢?
What is being captive?
被混乱所掳。
It has been taken captive by chaos.
那么在被掳的初期的时候,
In those initial years of captivity,
先知以西结,
And the prophet Ezekiel,
在这里讲到了一般人。
He mentioned a group of people.
那么这般人呢,被称作是撒都的子孙。
And these are called the sons of Zadok.
圣经说,当以色列人走迷的时候,
The Bible says when the Israelites went astray from him,
那个环境真是非常的混乱。
And they live in chaos.
他这个走迷啊,有几个意思。
And this going astray has several meanings.
第一方面是迷糊。
First, they're confused.
弟兄姊妹，你能感觉到吗
？Brother, sister, can you feel it?
今天在神的百姓中
，That today among the children of God,
这个迷迷糊糊的人也不少。
There are many people who are confused.
啊，那么我们信了主，是我们知道将来要上天堂，但是我们也不知道主救我们到底为什么。
And of course, we know that after we believed in the Lord, He will save us so we can enter into heaven. But we don't know the purpose of His salvation.
他这个走迷还有一个是叫做漂流。
Going astray also means they're wanderers.
啊，随着整个时代的光景这么飘，随着整个基督教的这个水流往前飘。
They're wandering by according to the winds of this world.
他还有一个意思叫做走错了。
Going astray also means that they have gone to the wrong way.
那么还有一个意思叫做东倒西歪。
Another meaning is that they are wavering.
啊，你看今天神的儿女们，东边吹西边倒，西边倒吹东边倒啊。
You see the children of God today, they will waver according to the wind.
所以他说，当以色列人走迷的时候
，So when the Israelites went astray,
那些利未人呢、啊、
？And those Levites,
那指的在神百姓中那些侍奉主的人呢、啊、
？And this refers to the people who are serving God.
他们又远离神。
They also went away from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters,
所以神在那里给他们有很严厉的责备。
And so God punished them sternly.
神就把他们整个侍奉的光景降低。
God has lowered their ability to serve God.
神不许可他们亲近。
He will not allow them to draw near to Him.
神也不许可他们摸至圣的物。
He will not allow them to touch the holy things.
神说好了，你们愿意服侍这些百姓。就让你们去服侍这些百姓。
God said, "It is well that you want to serve these people. Go ahead and serve them."
弟兄姊妹们，侍奉主的人是侍奉神的。
But and sister, those who serve the Lord, they are serving God.
结果侍奉主的人呢，看人的脸色生活了。
Yet if these people must serve under the countenance of the people,
你看今天在各处的这个基督教的光景中，很多这样的现象。
And you find such condition among many churches today.
他们是怕人不怕神。
They are more afraid of men than afraid of God.
神要怎样审判他不在意，人讲一句话他就很非常在意。
They don't care how God will punish them, but they are afraid of the words of men.
我们晓得这些侍奉主的人，他们走迷了，走迷失了。
We know that these people who serve God has went astray.
那是更严重的事情。
And this is a more critical thing.
因为他们会把许多神的百姓。都带到错误的里面去。
Because they will lead many children of God into mistake.
所以神说他们要担自己的罪。
God said they must bear the punishment of their own
iniquities. 他们要担自己的羞辱。
They will bear their own shame.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
在侍奉上面
，in our ministry，
这是一个非常严厉的一个提醒。
This is a grave warning.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在这一片混乱的光景中。
In such chaos,
还有少数的人，他们能够忠心在神的跟前。
We still find a few who are faithful before the Lord.
就在这个时候
，In this moment,
有一班被称作是撒都的子孙的这班人。
There's a group of people that are called the sons of Zadok.
圣经中没有记载他们的名字。
The Bible did not record their names.
只说他们是撒都的子孙。
They are only called the sons of Zadok.
他们看守圣所。
They were in charge and taking care of the sanctuary.
意思他们持守神家的原则。
They kept the principle of the house of God.
他们忠心的维护神的家。
Faithfully, they kept the house of God.
所以这班人 摸到了神的心。
And these are a group of people who had touched God's heart.
所以神说，将来他们要在我的桌子面前侍奉。
The Lord says that these are the people who will serve me before my table.
他们可以亲近我。
They can draw near to me.
他们要在我的面前来献祭。
They will make offerings before me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Sisters,
你到了以西结书最后一章的时候啊。
When you come to the last chapter of Ezekiel.
你看到最后以色列人开始分地。
You see how the people began to divide land.
神把他这个圣殿周遭的一个圣供地。
And God took the land that is around, the temple.
那是属于神的最好的一块地。
And that is the best land that belongs to God.
神就把它当作奖赏给了撒都的子孙。
And God took that portion of land and given to the sons of Zadok as a reward. Who is Zadok?
我个人的领会是这样。
And my own understanding is this.
这个撒都是大卫年间的大祭司。
Zadok was the high priest in the days of David.
他本来是看守约柜。
He was the one who used to keep watch over the Ark of Covenant.
他是非常忠心的一个祭司。
He was a very faithful priest.
圣经呢记载说呢，称他做祭司能称作加上了一个冠词啊，的 priest.
He is the high priest.
他是一个标准的一个侍奉神的人。
He is a model for those people who serve God.
所以因着他的敬虔。
And because of his godliness,
因着他的忠心,
because of his faithfulness,
他不仅在神的面前有好的服事,
not only he served God well,
他也影响他的子子孙孙,
he also influenced his descendant.
如果我们计算一下那个时间的话呢,
if we calculate the time,
到这个时候撒都的子孙应该是他第十代的子孙,
these sons of Zadok should be the 10th generation.
这个家族实在是蒙福。
This is indeed a family that was blessed.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们能够敬虔忠心的爱主
If we can be godly and love God with
our heart, 我们能给我们的孩子们做一个好的榜样
We can be a good example to our children.
主若回来的迟延
If God delayed his coming,
我们希望我们世世代代我们的儿女都是敬虔爱主
We hope that all the generations to come will serve God.
撒都的子孙们
The sons of Zadok
是在那一个被掳初期混乱光景中的一般忠心侍奉神的人
was the faithful servant of God under those chaotic time while they were in their captivity
所以圣经特别把这些人记载下来
the Bible especially recorded these people
要作为我们今天的一个激励
and to encourage us today
我们晓得过了没有多久以后以色列人就整个被掳到巴比伦去了
We know that soon after that, the entire household of Israel was taken as captive to Babylon.
经过了70年。
After 70 years.
那么后来有少数的人，他们答应神的呼召，重新回到耶路撒冷。
Then a few remnant answered to God's call and returned back to Jerusalem.
他们也把圣殿建造起来了。
They once again built up the temple.
他们也按照神的心意在那里有了一些的服事。
And according to God's will, they also perform some ministry.
但是我们知道这个时间没有维系多久。
But we know that this period of time was not long.
混乱又重新一次把神的百姓掩盖。
Chaos once more entered in and confused the people of God.
所以旧约就结束。
And this wrap up the Old Testament time.
然后我们就看见进入两约之间的四百年黑暗时期。
And then we enter into a stage which is the 400 years of dark silent years.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们看整个旧约的历史。
But and sister, in view of the entire history of the Old Testament,
神的百姓好像一直在这些混乱的情况中。
God's people continue to live in these confusions.
感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
每一个时代总是有一些少数忠心的人。
In each time period, we always find a few that are faithful.
他们能回到神的心意里面。
They are able to return to God's will.
他们能按照神工作的法则在神面前侍奉。
And they will serve God according to God's working principle.
所以四百年之后。
So 400 years later.
我们知道神的儿子耶稣基督亲自来到地上。
We know that God's Son, Jesus Christ, came down to this world.
我们晓得主耶稣乃是忠心的最大的一个榜样。
And Jesus was the greatest example of faithfulness to us.
他不仅忠于神的那个荣耀的旨意。
Not was he faithful to God's will.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见他也忠于神工作的法则。
He was also faithful to God's working principle.
他33年半的时间在地上。
The 33 and a half years he spent on earth.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见他每时每刻都活在圣灵的带领中。
We see that he lived under the Holy Spirit's guidance every moment of his life.
特别当他30岁的时候出来侍奉。
Especially after he came out to serve God,
at age 30. 接受施洗约翰的洗。
He has received a baptism from John the Baptist.
当他从水里上来的时候。
When he came out from the water,
圣灵就像鸽子一样降在他身上。
The Holy Spirit descended upon him as dove.
从那一天开始起。
And from that day on,
我们的主在地上每一步行动都接受圣灵的引导。
Every step of his life was under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵引导他到旷野接受仇敌的试探。
The Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness to receive the temptation of Satan.
圣经也记载说呢，他说话的时候呢，是圣灵又高油膏他，他就说话。
And the Bible also tells us whenever he speaks, the Holy Spirit will anoint his mouth.
当他做工的时候，
when he works,
他也是在高油的能力里面来做工。
He also works under the anointing power of the Holy Spirit.
所以约翰福音里面告诉我们说，神赐圣灵给他是没有限量。
And John tells us that God has given him unlimited power, the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣在肉身的时候，跟圣灵之间有一个最完美的一个结合。
And Jesus was completely united to the Holy Spirit while in his flesh body.
我们晓得这一方面也是给我们做一个非常好的榜样。
And this, he has become a wonderful example.
教导我们应当怎样学习顺服膏油。
To teach us how to be obedient to the unction.
活在圣灵的引导里面。
And to live under the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
他不仅顺服圣灵的膏油。
Now was he faithful to the unction of the Holy Spirit?
他也听神的话行事。
He also listened to God's command and then do things.
我们的主自己就是话。
In reality, our Lord himself is the Word.
他就是神的话。
He is the Word of God.
当然他完全照着神的话。
And of course, he will do everything according to God's Word.
所以他在地上所说话有非常大的权柄。
So when he speaks with great authority.
他说话有极大的能力。
He speaks with great power.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我们的主是用话来服侍。
Our Lord ministered with his word.
他不仅那么站着神的话。
Not only he ministered with the word of God.
并且呢，我们知道他来到地上是一个最大的分别。
And when he came to the earth, he is the greatest sanctification.
他这个生命是从万有之上来的。
His life came from above all universe.
他和世上所有人都不一样。
He is different than all the people of this world.
也和当时的犹太人完全不一样。
He is different than the Jews at that time.
所以别人看他的时候觉得很稀奇。
And so people are amazed when they see him.
弟兄姊妹们，主耶稣基督把那个圣别的生活完全表现出来。
But sisters, he has lived a life of sanctification for us.
当然我们晓得最后他上了十字架。
At the end, he went up to the cross.
他不仅在十字架上成全了神的旨意。
Not only he completed God's will upon the cross.
他也把十字架做成了今天我们的经历。
He also made a cross our experience today.
所以我们看见当主耶稣来到地上的时候，
And so when Jesus came down to the earth,
地上的光景也是非常的混乱。
And the earth was in a confused state.
犹太人的光景尤其失败。
And the Jews lived a life of failures.
他们的敬拜侍奉生活充满了混乱的情形。
Their worship, their service, their life is all in confusion.
所以主耶稣来了，就按照神工作的法则在那里服侍他们。
And so Jesus came and ministered to them according to God's working principle.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当他复活升天以后，
when he was raised from the dead and ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit descended.
我们知道这也是神的心意得到满足的一个光景。
We know that this is also the state when God's heart is satisfied.
圣灵是从天往下倒的。
And he has poured down the Holy Spirit
from heaven. And
the first 120 people were built up together as the body of Christ.
然后我们看见初期的教会历史就开始。
Then we see the initial church and the history began.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
初期的这一班圣徒们, 特别那班使徒们,
These Christian saints in the beginning, they were all faithful.
尤其保罗,
especially Paul.
可以说是, 新约时代都神仆人的一个中心的榜样。
He was a faithful servant in the New Testament time, and he is our example.
从西乃山开始,
from the Mount Sinai,
2500年以后,
after 2500 years,
神在地上找着了保罗。
God has found another man named Paul.
神用很奇特的方式把他创世以来的奥秘启示给保罗。
God used a very special means to reveal the mystery of his creation to Paul.
乃是在罗马的监牢里面。
And it is within the jail cell of the Roman, it is within the cell of the Roman jail.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们看见了这些神的仆人们, 他们得着启示, 都是在一些艰难的环境里面。
We see that for the servant of God to receive their revelation, they all live in a difficult time.
不像今天有些神的仆人,
not unlike the servants of God today.
他们觉得一定要找个风景美丽的地方去读圣经, 好像才有灵感。
They felt that they will have inspiration if they find a place with beautiful scenery to read the Bible.
我发现一件事情呢, 风景越美丽越没有灵感。
I discovered the more the beautiful scenery I'm in, the less inspiration I have from the Word of God.
越是苦难的地方啊, 越是有启示。
But the more I stay in a state of suffering, the more I receive God's revelation.
你知道西乃山呢, 是一座光秃秃的山。
You know Mount Sinai is a very bare mountain.
我们很稀奇, 这个世界上面, 这个美丽的山多得很, 对不对?
We're very amazed because there are so many beautiful mountains in this world.
神选择一个光秃秃的山呢, 在上面把他的, 心意启示出来。
Yet God has chosen this bare mountain, Mount Sinai, to reveal His commandments.
那这个时候呢, 神是在罗马的监牢里面, 把他最高的心意启示给保罗。
But God has chosen the Roman jail cell to reveal His highest revelation to Paul.
保罗在监牢里写下以弗所书，写下哥罗西书。
Paul wrote epistles to Ephesians and Colossians in the jail cell.
神他得着了神的意象。
He has received a vision of God.
感谢主，他也一生忠于这个意象。
And he was also faithful to this vision all his life.
保罗是一个顺从圣灵的。
We see that Paul was one who's obedient to the Holy Spirit.
你把使徒行传里面读过，你看保罗是一路跟着圣灵走的。If
you read the book of Acts, you find that Paul continued to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
保罗也是一个最忠心传递神话语的人。Paul
was also very faithful in dispensing the word of God.
不仅传得丰富，也传得深奥。Not
only his words were abundant, but it's also very deep.
保罗也过圣别的生活。He
also lived a sanctified life.
保罗也是一个 背起十字架跟从主的人。
He was also one who take up the cross to follow the Lord.
我们晓得十字架的意义都是保罗解释的。
We know that he was the one who tells us the meaning of the cross.
保罗也是个竭力在那里执行十字架的一个人。
He also practiced the life of cross.
他说我身上带着耶稣的印记。
He says, I bear the seal of Christ.
死在我身上发动，生就在别人身上发动。
Death works in me so that life works in you.
他一直学习向自己死，向神活着。
He continued to practice to die himself and to live to God.
我们也可以看见保罗不仅忠于神的那个意象。
We see that Paul was not only faithful to God's vision.
保罗也忠于神工作的法则。
He was also faithful to God's working
principles. 他完全没有用世界的方法。
He would not use the ways of this world.
他乃是按照神的方法在那里做了。 在那里服侍,
but he served God according to God's way.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们真是感谢神,
we truly thank the Lord.
在初期的教会里面,
in this first church,
我们看见神得着了一班忠心侍奉主的人,
we see that God has obtained a group of people who serve him faithfully.
在彼得、保罗相继寻道以后,
And after Peter and Paul were martyred for the Lord,
神再得主约翰,
God also obtained John.
我们看见约翰也是一个完全按照神的法则来侍奉神的一个人。
He was also one who served God according to God's principle.
他讲圣灵,
He speaks of the Holy Spirit.
他讲真道,
He 真理, speaks of the truth.
他讲神的儿女要过分别的生活。
He tells the children of God to live a sanctified life.
他也讲主耶稣是被杀的羔羊。
He also tells us that Jesus was the lamb that was slain.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们看见,
we see this.
虽然在头一个世纪,
even though in the first century,
教会也是处在仇敌所弄乱的一个环境的里面,
the church was living in chaos which our enemy has brought in.
但是呢, 我们看见他们 仍旧是 能够在这样的光景中 把基督的身体建立起来。
But we see that they're still able to build up the body of Christ in such kind of state.
我们在新约圣经里面
In the New Testament,
可以看见 从主耶稣一直到使徒们,
We see from Jesus until the apostles,
他们对于 教会所产生的混乱, 他们里面都有非常深的感觉。
They all have a deep burden for the confused state within the church.
他们都有许多的话语在那里做警戒的工作。
They also warned us with their words.
像在马太福音24、25章,
For example, in Matthew 24 and 25,
我们的主已经在那里讲到, 将来特别在末世的时候地上所产生的混乱。
And our Lord Jesus has already told us all the confusion that would take place in the end time.
我想我在这里很快地把这些点稍微提一提。
I think I would just mention these points quickly to you.
因为这些东西对我们来讲是重要的提醒。
Because these are great reminders for all of us.
我们没有办法详详细细地把他们的话讲清楚。
We cannot explain these things in detail.
但是我把其中的重点提出来。
But I will give you the main points.
那么主的话里面告诉我们说呢, 在这个混乱的时代中呢, 有一个现象, 就是虚假的东西要代替真实的。
The Lord's word tells us that in the end time we will find a phenomenon that is falsehood will replace what is true.
我们都知道今天在神的百姓中有太多东西都是虚假的。
We know that among the children of God today there are so many things that is a falsehood.
这些是非常可怕的。
And it is very scary.
主也告诉我们说呢, 这个样的光景中充满了迷惑。
The Lord tells us that in the end time, we will be filled with confusion.
也叫人非常的困惑。
And it will confuse many people.
你看今天很多神的儿女们常常问这个问题。
Many children of God today will ask this question.
因为对于眼前所看见的很多情况真的是叫人里面非常的困惑。
Because they are so confused by the situation that they see.
那么主还提到那个爱心呢渐渐的冷淡。
The Lord tells us that our love will become colder.
对属灵的事情呢, 越来越没有兴趣。
We will have less interest to the spiritual thing.
我们只关心自己。
We only care about ourselves.
只对自己的事情有兴趣。
We are only interested in matters pertaining to us. We're interested in the things of this world.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters.
那么主也告诉我们说呢,
The Lord also tells us,
这个世界将来会越来越麻木。
And this world will become numb.
昏睡。
It will fall asleep.
啊, 没有感觉。
It will not have feelings.
对于许多属灵事情不能接受。
They cannot accept spiritual things.
你如果把主的话仔细地读一下的话,
If you read the word of God carefully,
你看见在主的心中, 对于这个整个世代所要变成这个混乱, 他的心感觉是多么的沉重。
You know how heavy our Lord's heart is when he considers of the end time.
使徒们的书信中也充满这些话语。
And the apostles' epistles are also filled with these words.
保罗在腓立比书第二章告诉我们,
In Philippians chapter 2, Paul tells us,
今天这个世界已经变成了一个弯曲悖谬的世界。
Today this world has become a crooked and wicked generation.
这个弯曲呢, 就说它变质了。
And crookedness means that it has changed its substance.
它已经走了样子了。
It has changed its form.
你看今天地上的教会是主心中所要的吗?
Is the church today is the one that is in God's heart's desire?
时代是变样的，对不对？
It has already changed its form.
那不仅变样，并且呢是悖逆的。
Not only it has changed its form, it's also perverse.
很多事情都跟神的相反而行。
Many things are in rebellion against God.
然后到了提摩太后书的时候，
In 2 Timothy,
他就告诉我们有危险的日子来到。
Dangerous time have come.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
在这些话语里面告诉我们，
From these words,
教会将要越来越世俗化。
The church will become more and more worldly.
许多的教训变成似是而非。
Many teachings are neither truth nor false.
并且人变得非常的自私自利。
And men become very selfish.
每一个人都是以己为中心。
Everyone is self-centered.
然后充满许多虚假的东西。
And many falsehood permeates everywhere.
所以保罗也用了很多严厉的话在这里提醒。
Paul uses many strong words to give us reminders.
在彼得后书里面，我们看见彼得也起来提醒。
In 2 Peter, Peter also reminds us.
彼得说，从前有假先知，今天有很多假师傅存在。
And Peter tells us, formerly there are many false prophets, but today there are many false teachers.
他们把神的百姓引到错误的路上去，他们还自己觉得很得意。
And they are very proud of themselves when they lead people astray.
人的心呢，要败坏的连罗德都不如。
And men's heart will be so corrupt they cannot even be compared to Lot.
罗德在索多玛、俄摩拉看见他们的犯罪，他里面还有一个异心呢，天天的伤痛。
And Lot lived in Sodom and Gomorrah. He sees that these people sin every day, and his righteous heart was still in pain.
今天我们看见地上人犯罪，甚至教会中人犯罪，没有多少感觉了。
And today we see many sins and iniquities around us, even within the church, yet we are feelingless.
也很多侍奉主的人贪不义的工价，像巴兰一样。
And many servants of God would talk about unrighteous payment, just like Balaam.
为着利来侍奉神。
They would serve God according to their own benefits.
所以彼得里面也有很重的感觉。
Peter also possessed these strong feelings.
我们看见约翰也有许多提醒。
And John also has given us many warnings.
约翰讲得更直接，他说敌基督的要来了。And
John was even more direct. He said the Antichrist will come.
这就告诉我们说，仇敌所兴起来的混乱。And
it tells us the chaos that brought in by Satan.
直接的要混乱神的工作。He
directly attacked God's work.
破坏基督的见证。To
destroy the testimony of Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。Dear
brothers and sisters.
在末了到写启示录的时候，
When we come to the book of Revelation，
他已经警戒我们。
John already warned us，
在主回来的日子之前，
Before the days of the Lord's return，
地上仇敌的混乱要像巴比伦。
And the chaos in this world will be like Babylon，
这是仇敌在末后世代权势的一个代表。
And this is a representation of the enemy at the last days。
所以这里提醒我们，
Here it reminds us,
我们今天在地上，
Today we are still living this earth.
教会将要走向越过越混乱的光景。
The church will walk into a more confused state.
但是主也给我们很好的机会。
But God still gave us good opportunities.
如果我们能在这一片混乱的光景中，
If we can live in such chaotic state,
我们持守神的托付，
And we hold fast to what He has committed to us.
我们忠心于神工作的法则。
We are faithful to His working principles.
弟兄姊妹，我们能按照神所要的光景，能够在他面前来服侍他。
Brother and sister, that we can still serve God according to what He desires.
我们学习跟从圣灵。
We learn to follow the Holy Spirit.
我们学习尊重神的话语。
We learn to honor the Word of God.
我们学习过分别为圣的生活。
We learn to live a sanctified life.
我们学习十字架的经历。
And we learn the experiences of the cross.
主要救我们脱离这种巴比伦的混乱情况。
Then He will deliver us out of the confused state of Babylon.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
在主回来的时候，
Before the Lord returns,
我们能够把好的光景献给我们的主。
We can offer this beautiful condition to Him.
所以我们巴望我们今天能像神对士美拿教会所发出的一个呼召一样。
We hope that we can be like the church of Smyrna.
That God has called them. 环境的, 这些变化,
that we will not be afraid of the changes in this world.
我们也不管他基督教的传统是什么,
we will not care about the tradition of Christianity.
我们也不需要看人的脸面,
we don't have to look at the faces of men.
我们能持守神所托付的,
but we hold fast to what God has entrusted us. To be faithful to his God's working principles.
绝不在神的工作的法则之外用其他的方法,
we will not use any other means outside of his working principles.
能够至死忠心,
and to be faithful unto death.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
那么当主回来的时候,
then when he comes back,
我们要得着他忠心的称赞,
we will receive his praises.
主能说好,
the Lord will say, well done.
啊, 你这又良善, 又忠心的仆人,
you're good and faithful servant.
你在不多的事情上有忠心,
you were faithful in a few things.
他说我要派你管理许多的事,
and I will put you in charge of many things.
你可以进来享受你主人的快乐,
enter into the joy of your master.
愿主吸引我们的眼目,
may the Lord draw our eyes.
不是一直看着今天这个, 动荡的世界,
not to focus upon the chaotic world today.
也不是看着今天混乱的基督教,
not to look at the chaotic state of the church.
我们的眼能定睛在耶稣基督第二次降临的荣耀,
but our eyes are focused upon the glory of his second return.
这也是神在创世以来他所定规的那个荣耀的大日,
and this is the great day which God has established in the beginning of his creation.
是他的工作最后完成的时候的情形,
and this is the condition that will take place when his work is completed.
我们能够欢然地来迎接我们的主,
we can receive our Lord with great rejoicing.
我们巴望在这些日子,
we hope in these days,
我们的耳朵能听见神在这末后时代最重要最紧迫的一个呼召,
that our ears can hear God's most urgent and most important calling.
要忠心,
be faithful.
请我们低头祷告,
let us bow our heads and pray.
主我们满心地感谢你,
Lord, our heart is filled with thanksgiving to you.
是你把我们留在这个最末了的一个时代,
you have let us remain in these last days.
主啊, 你给我们有极大的机会,
you have given us great opportunities.
让我们能够享受你在降临的时候那个极大的荣耀,
that we can enjoy the glory of your descension.
然而在今天这个混乱的局面里面,
and yet in today's confused state,
我们需要你把忠心赐给我们,
we need you to give us faithfulness.
主啊, 叫我们不仅忠心于你的托付,
not only will be faithful to what you have entrusted us,
我们也能忠心于你工作的原则,
we can be faithful to your working principles.
叫我们能够不顾人的脸面,
that we will not mind people's faces,
也不顾我们个人的得失,
we will not mind our own gain or loss.
叫我们能够 和我们亲爱的弟兄姊妹向着你的旨意往前,
that we can press on towards you with our brothers and sisters.
主啊, 给我们恩典,
Lord, give us grace,
让我们能够听见你的声音,
that we may hear your voice.
救我们脱离这个混乱,
deliver us from this confusion.
主啊, 让我们回到你的心意的里面,
and cause us to return to your heart's desire.
愿你的名被高举,
may your name be exalted.
愿你的自己得着我们全心的爱戴,
may you receive all our adorations.
愿你的旨意在各处的聚会里面得着建立,
may your will be established in all the churches.
我们从深处把敬拜归给你,
we give you our worship from the depths of our heart.
垂听我们的祷告,
hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
in Jesus' precious name. Amen.